Welcome to the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. If you have questions about long-term care, insurance, investments, or preparing for the next phase of life, contact Gar and Leanne at LenanderAdvisory.com or call them at 651-365-5000. Lenander Financial will help you plan today for a better tomorrow. And now, here are Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial.
Welcome to Wise Money. This is Gar and Leanne Lenander inviting you to join us now as we talk about one of the questions that we get time and time again, because everybody has a different set of goals and objectives, and one of them generally is, how do I take income from my portfolio or from my assets? So we're going to start with that today. And Garwin, you're going to start because you're going to talk about annuities, because that has been one of the topics we've discussed quite a bit lately.
All right. But before we go there, one thing I want to mention, most retirees receive a form of an annuity called Social Security.
Correct.
Social Security is a bedrock, a basic part of most people's retirement accounts.
When you think about what age you're going to be, if you're going to be 65, you're looking at taking out that income from Social Security, or you can stretch it out and not take it till you're 70.
Or you can even wait later, but you won't get any addition if you wait after 70.
That's right, because the interest rate between 65, or when your retirement age, I should say, and 70, 70 and a half, it can go up 8% a year if you just leave it alone and let it accumulate.
Right. So Social Security is a form of an annuity. Now, let's go on to annuities. Annuities have been around since...
getting a wave. We need to give our...
You give it.
Before you get to the next topic, we got to give the phone numbers.
I knew that was coming when I saw you wave at us. Okay, my number is 651-365-5000.
Mine is 651-436-3997.
And before you get to the next topic, there's no incentive to delay going on Social Security after 70?
After 70, absolutely none.
So why do people do it?
I don't have a clue. I can understand waiting from 60 to 70, to every year you wait, is 8%, you get an 8% raise. After 70, there is no incentive to wait.
Is there a possibility that they could be earning more if they're are they maybe working and they could earn more than going on Social Security?
Well, but you remember there is no penalty for taking it.
Oh, okay. That's right.
So there's no penalty. So there's no reason not to take it if you're going to take it. Not everybody takes it.
I think it's a matter of most people won't stretch it out that far. And the government would just as soon you stretch it out a little bit further so that they don't get hit with everybody at the same time.
Okay.
But no, you're right. There is no incentive to wait.
Okay. All right.
All right. Let's go back to annuities. Annuities have been around since Roman times. Roman officers were paid in a new, I think it's an annuum, not knowing my Latin. Those who survived were paid money to retire on. And that's where annuities got started. Now, having said that, there's a couple of different things that happen. When you start to take an annuity, there's many different options that you have. But the total design of an annuity is to guarantee, and I'm going to say the word again, guarantee a lifetime income.
And that's a tricky word.
Right. Because they will guarantee that as long as you live, they will pay you an income. And that is called annuitization. Now, you don't have to do that. You can take lump sums out. You can take 5 years certain. You can take 10 years certain. You can
now, wait a minute. When you're bringing in the word certain, you have to explain what that means, because people get very confused on that term.
You can guarantee that I only want to take an income for 5 years certain. 60 months. And when the money's gone, I'm done. I don't care. Or I want a 10-year, or I want a 20-year, or whatever. So you can do it that way. Or you can tell the company, I want to take a lifetime income. And then there's some options there. And then, Leanne, we shouldn't really get into them because they're kind of complicated. Call me on my phone and I'll explain them to you, but they are complicated. But having said that, you can take out income from your annuities.
And the other question that comes up all the time is, and if I don't live as long as I think I should, I can't have a beneficiary.
Say that again.
If I don't live as long as they're going to pay me and something happens to me, that money goes back to the insurance company.
Absolutely. I hear that all the time, and that is absolutely not true.
And that's one thing that people have to understand. There's different ways to take that lifetime or that income stream.
Right. And you can, if you don't make it to as long as you think you should, your beneficiaries will receive that money, receive that income. So don't be, what's the word I want to say, head up about that idea that if I die, the company gets to keep my money. Absolutely not true.
Because I did have that brought up to me
the other day. I've heard that many times.
Would that happen if I took an annuity? And
right.
I said, depend upon how you have it set up and if you put a beneficiary on it.
Right. Now, the company would be delighted to keep your money. Don't get me wrong if you don't do it right. Now, you can also take money out of life insurance. And that is, if you've got enough cash value in there, you can set up an annuitization. And there are tables in the back of all life insurance contracts that will guarantee you a payout.
Now, this is the kind of life insurance policy that builds cash.
It's not correct.
a term type of insurance policy.
This is a cash value, but you're trying to get income. But also, if you wish to take a death benefit, you can take a death benefit payout as an annuity. And obviously, you'd want to have a very large contract, 25, a 50, 100, I wouldn't even think about it. But if you had a $500,000 or $1 million, the company would be delighted to pay you out over a period of time, just like it was annuity money. So that is also available, income off of life insurance.
And I don't think people realize that there are these options available. And that comes up quite often when you are planning for retirement and you are looking at your asset base and what kind of asset you're holding. And insurance is like an asset.
Absolutely. Insurance is an asset. Whether it's an asset for you through cash value or an asset for your family through the death benefit, it's an asset.
And I believe if you do die and your children get that policy, they have a choice of how they want to take that income out.
They can also spread that out. And I always recommend people with large amounts of life insurance is to put it in the beneficiary form to spread that income over a period of time, 5 years, maybe 10 years, because there's nothing worse than a young person, 21-year-old, 25-year-old,
getting a big lump sum.
Getting $250,000, because you know what's going to happen to that. As fast as it can be spent, it's going to be spent.
They're going to run for a car,
right.
A new car.
And whatever, motorcycles, et cetera. So, yes, you can control that. Give your phone number again.
651-365-5000.
651-436-3997.
Yes, we do get waved at and say, don't forget your phone number.
Yes, I do the waving. But, folks, remember, if you don't catch the number today, if you're out driving, call the radio station and we'll be happy to provide you with their numbers.
Okay, Leanne, now. I've talked about my insurance. You talk about your investments.
There's lots of different ways to take an income stream from investments. Number one, you have individual stocks. And with those individual stocks, they pay, if they're the large companies, even some of the mid-sized companies, they will pay dividends. Those are earnings from the different companies that you've invested in. And if they're making a lot of money, they're going to pass those earnings along to their shareholder. So you can take the dividends out, or you can let them go back in to buying more shares. The secondly thing is there's bonds. Now, with bonds, that's a little different. Stock shows earning ownership. Bonds actually shows that you're a loaner. You are loaning money to a company, and they are paying you interest back. And so that interest can come to you, and you can go ahead, and you can reinvest it, or you can keep it, and that will give you an income. But another thing is we have something we call a systematic withdrawal. That simply is looking at your portfolio, seeing what kind of a return you're getting on that total portfolio, and saying, if I'm getting 8%, I think I'm going to take out 4%. And therefore, when you do that, you're leaving some money in there to grow, and you're taking out some income. Therefore, you have to rebalance it every once in a while, and you have to make a decision as to how much you need or how much you have to take out. So there's different ways to look at this. And how you set up that portfolio is very important. Also, when you're looking at setting up your portfolio, you can do individual stocks, individual bonds, you can have cash, you can have your life insurance, you can have your annuities. But not only that, you can go ahead and you can set up something where you're looking at a conglomeration of mutual funds, exchange-traded funds, maybe adding the individual stocks, individual bonds, and how that total portfolio works together means that you have to decide how much you want to take out and from which different investment you want to take it from, and then you can adjust it. And most likely, you're going to adjust it every year and make it be sure that you take out the right amount. If you take out too much, then you're going to be taking part of your base
principal
and the part of your principal. So you have to take a very stringent look at it. You can take it out according to your percentage, like it, I mentioned. You could take it out, of course, by the cost of living. You can look at it so many different ways. But one thing, remember, go ahead and look at your tax ramifications also. When you take something out, you may have to pay some capital gains on it. Dividends, you may have to pay that, taxes on that. Is it coming from a mutual fund? Is it coming from an individual stock? Is it coming from tax-exempt bonds? And right now, tax-exempt bonds are a nice way to go because that interest is going to be exempt from taxes. For instance, we have the Minnesota Municipal Bonds, and there are really good bonds out there, and there's good mutual funds holding those bonds. Minnesota has been a good state for tax-exempt bonds. And so needless to say, there's so many different ways you can do it. It depends upon your goals, depends upon your objectives, it depends upon your tax situation, it depends upon your age, it depends upon your whole situation.
You really should have somebody give you some advice to make sure you do it right. Leon, I forgot something going back to my annuities. Let me slip that in right now.
Okay, we'll let you.
Annuities, when you take income out of annuities, if you've got an IRA or a 401k annuity, all that income is taxable. If you have a non-qualified, in other words, you have money that you just put into an annuity that didn't come from a retirement program, and you start pulling money out of that, part of that is excluded from taxes. And that's very tricky to how to figure that out. So you have to figure out how much is excluded. It is not all taxable, I guess what I should say, make it easy. Part of it will have an exclusion amount, and that is the nice thing about using non-qualified money in an annuity. When you take income, part of it's excluded from taxes. All right, we're getting very close to the end. Leanne, what else would you like to add to your situation?
Well, basically, don't forget, you people who are retiring, if you reach 70 and a half, you have to take money from your IRAs. That's required minimum distribution. And you can take more, but you have to take the required minimum distribution out, and you will be taxed on that.
Leanne, give your phone number.
651-365-5000.
We have to walk by Bob, and he'll probably beat us.
Yes.
651-436-3997. If you have questions, comments, you'd like to have something answered, we'd love to talk to you about it. Give us a call or call into the station and leave a message, and we'd be delighted to talk about it. Thank you for being with us this morning on the Wise Money Show.
Experience counts, now more than ever, when it's time to trust your finances to someone else. Experience counts. And Lenander Financial Services are financial professionals who specialize in assisting people just like you with personal finance, investments, retirements, insurance, and long-term care planning. Call Garwin and Leanne Lenander at 651-436-3997. That's 651-436-3997. Lenander Financial Advisory. Experience counts.
Thank you for joining us this morning for the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial on Club 1220 KLVB. If you have questions, comments, or concerns about topics discussed today, or would like to submit questions to be discussed in the show, please contact Wise Money at LenanderAdvisory.com. These shows are also available on podcast at klbbradio.com. Join us again next week at 11:45 a.m. for another edition of Wise Money with Gar and Leanne Lenander on Club 1220 KLBB.